the web under San Giusto, tunnels and wells of the underground Tergeste. It is no secret that the castle of San Giusto is equipped with large basements, which were once also used as prisons. Many authoritative authors of local history have spoken about it, and on the basis of their description and with the addition of a little imagination, colorful legends have also arisen. What the Trieste speleologists wanted to understand about this underground world was to verify the current situation of the underground rooms of the castle and whether they were actually connected to each other through a web of tunnels that from the top to the Capitoline Hill reached the lower part of the old city, going beyond the ancient Roman walls up to the sea. A Trieste scholar named Enrico Morpurgo in the 1930s had suggested the hypothesis that the castle in the past was equipped with a large system of tunnels to cope with an underground attack, the so-called Cantamine tunnels, such as those dug on two levels at 7 and 14 meters deep in the castle of Turin. But no one had been able to verify whether these hypothetical tunnels could still exist after centuries of neglect. Only a very young explorer named Diego de Enriquez, later known for the famous founding collector of the War Museum for Peace, seems to have become aware of it, and had partly explored them, without however being able to measure or leave any complete drawing of this mysterious underground Tergeste. This happened about 20 years before the outbreak of Second World War, an event that radically modified the artificial cavities in the urban subsoil of Trieste and many other barrier cities in the rest of Italy. The urban speleology section, in addition to the complete mapping of the casements in the three bastions of the castle, Bastione Veneto, Bastione Lalio and Bastione Fiorito, since the early years of activity, has managed to explore an interesting triad of wells that fed the old manor house, a Roman well on the Axios Ramp, a medieval well in the Chapel of San Giorgio, and a Renaissance well in the Piazzale delle Milizie. In particular, this well of the Piazzale delle Milizie, for centuries the main water reserve of the castle, described as a precious and irreplaceable source in all the historical military relations of the past, has surprised the speleologists. The inspection of the Adriatic Society of Speleology has in fact revealed that the well is actually a well tank, fed by two water supplies of different nature, the rainwater from the stands conveyed inside it by special derivation channels, and the groundwater from the deepest sandstone layers. The speleosupes were able to verify that over the centuries a very substantial layer of debris, at least 7 meters thick, had formed inside the well that could contain weapons and coins of historical interest. An emptying test with hydrofoil pumps lasting several days has only partially succeeded in its intent, because the flow of water is constant. In a sense, it could be said that even in long periods of drought, the water of the well in Piazzale delle Milizie is in fact inexhaustible. As for the hoped-for access to the underground web of the hill of San Giusto, the inspections and the numerous excavations carried out in those years could not trace the galleries mentioned in the oral tradition. However, it was possible to discover an underground bunker hidden by a heavy trapdoor beyond the east-west curtain wall, of which existence no one had ever suspected. The small artificial cavity, now almost completely filled with earth, that, at the time of the inspection, contained the human bones of a clandestine burial, if completely emptied of the soil and soil accumulated inside it, could confirm the hypothesis of the ancient underground connection of the castle with Cantamine tunnels on the east-west side.